In local news, Waikato District Council held an emergency workshop this morning following the release of Hamilton City Council's Three Waters Plan. Hamilton City announced yesterday that they were rejecting a plan for Three Waters that had been put together collectively by councils in our region in favour of one where they have full control. Their intention is to form their own water company that they control and then let other councils join in afterwards if they want. This is a particular problem for our district, Waikato, which has been told we're no longer wanted as a customer of Watercare, which is Auckland Council's water company. Because of this, Hamilton has offered Waikato District a chance to join the scheme early, but it's clear that they expect to have a level of control that reflects their dominance of the region. And the reason this is such a big deal is that wastewater costs are the largest individual item on our rates bill, and the government is forcing councils to pay for future upgrades to their networks, while at the same time raising the standard required. Elsewhere, the Raglan Community Board met at the Te Uku Hall this week as part of their plan to get out to the rural communities that joined the board area at the last election. Unfortunately, there were no locals present at all, so the board, which was missing half its members as well, got on with business, including a report that the council is not going to do anything about the Manu Bay breakwall that has been a source of discontent for about 8 years. According to the council, they couldn't get agreement between stakeholders about a solution, so they won't be making any changes to the current structure, but did say they would increase maintenance to deal with the hazards caused by boulders washing onto the ramp. Council has been criticised by Community Board Chair Dennis Amor for failing to make a decision, pointing out that stakeholders were never going to agree as the needs of boaties conflict with the needs of surfers in the area. Given that the Raglan Sport Fishing Club has brought legal action against the council over this issue in the past, all eyes are now on them to see how they respond to the decision. Plans for an internal bus service in Raglan have been trashed by the government, who have cancelled proposed bus service trials throughout the country in favour of building more motorways. Raglan has been waiting for 3 years for the internal bus service trial to start, with plans for it to run from the wharf out to Whale Bay. But that's it. Regional Council has announced some improvements to the bus service, though, with a number of weekend runs to Hamilton going up from 2 to 3, and a promise that the bus will visit Manu Bay more often than it does now. And the Community Board was also told that an artist has been chosen to repaint a new design on the water tower, and that most of the cost of this project will not be borne by ratepayers, because it has come from Department of Internal Affairs and Sponsorship. They have yet to announce who the artist will be, though. That's yet to come. And Liquid Laundromats, a 120-site New Zealand-wide chain, has just opened its doors at 39 Bow Street. That's where the $2 shop used to be. Instead of cash, Liquid Laundromats use a top-up card, which can be purchased at the laundromat for $10 increments. And that is your regular news for Friday, the 13th of September, 2024.